This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Drake lost more than $230,000 when he bet that Formula One driver Charles Leclerc would win the Spanish Grand Prix. The Ferrari ace, who was leading the world championship when Drake placed the bet, lost the lead after suffering engine failure. His bet was placed through the cryptocurrency betting platform Stake. Now that's money in the grave. Pete Davidson is done with Saturday Night Live after 8 years on NBC's iconic sketch comedy show. He appeared on the show's 47th season finale, which was also Kate McKinnon, A.D. Bryant, and Kyle Mooney's final appearance as well. But Pete's career is so red hot right now, he could scratch his butt and get paid for it. Probably does. Kim Kardashian dropped $6.3 million for the home next door to her custom-built Hidden Hills mansion. And she was willing to pay $800,000 over the asking price. The home just happens to sit directly in the middle of her current house and the house that Kanye West bought across the street back in December. So, she'll now block Kanye's view. Touché! Following their wedding in Santa Barbara, California, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got married again at a castle in Portofino, Italy. The couple couldn't keep their hands off each other or their tongues as they strolled the streets of the scenic city. The family and guests also partied aboard a $60 million yacht. Yep, as usual, sickening. Adele and Rich Paul are still going strong as the pair was seen enjoying each other's company while sitting courtside at the Warriors vs. Mavericks NBA game in San Francisco. Adele, 34, looked casually chic in a denim button-up shirt and jeans, minimal makeup, and gold hoop earrings. Her boyfriend, Rich Paul, meanwhile, wore some clothes. Channing Tatum had a group of people booted from a fancy London restaurant after wrongly accusing them of taking photos of him. Yeah, the Lost City actor was dining at the posh eatery Louis in Covent Garden while on a break from filming the third installment in the Magic Mike franchise. Well, you better keep your phone in your pocket if you see Tatum eating near you. Sharon Osbourne thanked rapper Jamal Rajad for the role he played in helping her daughter Amy Osbourne escape from a Hollywood studio fire. Sharon told Rajad, quote, "alerting her literally saved her life," unquote. The fire destroyed the building and killed one person and injured two. Sharon called Rajad a hero and then yelled at someone else. Travis Scott showed that he still has a very loyal group of fans after his first merchandise drop since the Astroworld concert disaster went crazy online. He released a new fashion line, but it was the raffle for two pairs of Travis Scott Air Trainer 1s that saw over a million fans sign up in just 30 minutes to win the shoes. Yep, those fans went sicko mode. Olivia Munn took to social media to complain about the nation's baby formula shortage. She tweeted, "It's so crazy when people say if you breastfeed, you won't have to worry about the shortage. I have low milk supply, so to keep my baby fed, I depend on formula." Munn formerly complained about postpartum depression. Geez, all this complaining might put John Mulaney back in rehab.
Idiot of the Week!
Doja Cat will have to have tonsil surgery, and the recovery is expected to take a while. That means she has to cancel her festival run this summer, as well as her opening slot on the Weekend tour. She had been on antibiotics for a throat infection, but was drinking wine and vaping one day, which led to an abscess forming. Idiot! Sex and the City author Candace Bushnell, 63, is dating a 21-year-old model. She met him at a Fashion Week show, and since then, she's been taking him everywhere. Bushnell was married to New York City ballet principal Charles Askegaard, then dated Spin publisher and Penthouse heir Bob Guccione Jr., and numerous others. Next! Halsey is excited about her new music, but her fans may not get to hear it anytime soon. She wants to release a song, but her label, Astralworks, is saying she can't release it unless they can fake a viral moment on TikTok. She said that many artists are now being subjected to this. Yep, sounds like the clock may be TikToking on her contract. Courtney Love showed support for Johnny Depp amid his ongoing legal battle against ex-wife Amber Heard. Love recalled that in 1995, Depp saved her life after she overdosed outside of the Viper Room, which he co-owned. Depp also wrote to Love's daughter, Frances Bean, who was struggling after the suicide of her father, Kurt Cobain. Maybe he's not so bad. Actor Ray Liotta, best known for his role as Henry Hill in the film Goodfellas, has died. He was 67. Liotta died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic, where he was shooting the film Dangerous Waters. Liotta was also known for his roles in films Field of Dreams and Hannibal, and was seen most recently in the Sopranos prequel The Many Saints of Newark. R.I.P.
The Trash Bin.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are embroiled in an ugly trial as Depp's defamation case against his ex-wife has captivated the nation. That's right. According to a social media monitoring company, Americans are more interested in the Depp versus Heard trial than they are in other current news such as inflation, abortion, or the war in Ukraine. Dumb and dumber.
The news wrap-up.
Airbnb is closing its business in China due to stiff competition from local companies. Starbucks will exit Russia, closing 130 licensed cafes. Only 18% of Americans plan to increase stock market investments this year. According to the World Health Organization, the monkeypox outbreak is primarily spreading through sex. Oh no. That's why I've been craving bananas lately.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Top Gun Maverick is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Harry's House from Harry Styles enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds again.
The number one book.
It's The Office BFFs by Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey.
The American Song Contest came to an end after a total of 56 contestants from all corners of the U.S. vied for the Best Original Song Prize. In the end, Oklahoma-born K-pop singer Alexa emerged victorious with the electro-pop banger Wonderland. After learning she'd won the season, Alexa felt overwhelmed, saying, quote, "It felt like my brain exploded because my mother was holding onto my arm and she was crying and so I cried with her. Sharing that moment with all the ASC friends who were in the crowd meant the world to me," unquote. And it doesn't hurt that she has a catchy name that can turn on a certain device everywhere. Here's American Song Contest winner Alexa with the Song of the Week, Wonderland.
Boy, you got me going down the rabbit hole. Got me foaming out the mouth like a rabbit dog. I'ma have to put myself on a leash, though. Living rent-free in my head, he's your least. Again and again, you keep my thoughts coming back. And you ain't even a dealer, but ask the bees in your trap. I need a doctor, my heart is under attack. When it's too good to be true, but then it's usually that. But I know how these things work out. Fun to believe, but they always leave. Hot filling up, I think I'm in trouble. Bet that you let me down by double. Off with your head, stop. And they'll love ya. Wonder if we had a chance, maybe make a wonderland. You in my head and my heart off balance. You gave me thoughts of a prince and palace. Now you to eat a boarding Alice. Wonder if we had a chance, maybe make a wonderland. You in my head and my heart off balance. You gave me thoughts of a prince and palace. Now you to eat a boarding Alice. Wonder if we had a chance, maybe make a wonderland.
That was Alexa with the Song of the Week. Wonderland. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.